I'm Marty Doylen. I'm from KGNU in Boulder, Colorado.
Manager.
I'm the manager. I've been here in that position for almost 15 years. KGNU went on the air in 1978 as a diverse community radio station. Although it had NPR programming when it first went on the air, we worked that out of the schedule in the early 90s and put in its place Pacifica, both PNN, Pacifica Network News, and Democracy Now! When it started. The station has 1,300 watts, more than 200 volunteers, probably 150 of them on the air, a strong volunteer culture, and strong appreciation of diverse programming that's particularly in both music and public affairs. We have a labor program. We have a program about Central and South America, La Lucha Sigue. We have a program called Hemispheres that's about international affairs. We have some bilingual programming, both Native American and Spanish language. And we have now more than 4,000 listener members who provide about 70% of our budget.
So how are programming decisions made there? How is the station governed overall?
Well, we have no program director. We have a music director and a news and public affairs director. We have a program committee that's chaired by a volunteer. It has volunteers and board members on it, as well as three of the staff, the manager, and the two directors. And the rest of the committee actually is advisory to us, the staff. And we rarely vote on an issue, but when we do, everybody but the staff votes. I think in my 15-year tenure here, we've gone against the advice of the committee once. So it's a pretty consensus-driven group. The program committee deals with program reviews that are sparked by a complaint or simply will think that maybe it's time to look at all the morning music programmers or all the call-in programmers or something like that. We also, the committee also deals with controversial, important, you know, super important kinds of issues. For example, when we dropped NPR programming, that all went through the program committee as well as our listeners. We solicited input from surveys in our guide and also on air. It doesn't deal with programmers who goes into which slot. That's under the aegis of each director. So it's mostly there to make the tough calls and to provide reviews. We have a standard program review tool, a questionnaire that we apply to every program when we review it. It's been a pretty anarchical organization. In my 15 years, the station is now 24 years old, just about. And so I've been manager for 15 of those years. And you know, I have a dislike of authoritarianism, of bureaucracy, and of locking things up. And so those have been three things I've avoided here as manager. And the chair of the program committee is chosen by the chair of the board and the station manager in consultation. And the committee itself votes new members on. Anybody can sit in on the committee. It's a pretty loose kind of thing, and I think what saves it from the self-selection problems is that all committees are open at KGNU, and anyone can speak and participate at any time. So being on the committee is not it becomes less crucial whether you're an official member.
Do a lot of listeners turn out for these meetings?
No, it's rare, but occasionally if there's some big issue, we'll. If somebody's lobbying, you know, for something, we'll have a larger group. Occasionally, people have tried to lobby to get supporters there. No one comes. That's how.